It's the Lance Thomas Hero Show. Delivering no-nonsense, real, and practical steps and strategies that'll have you making money. Don't have a business? Stay tuned and grab some ideas that'll get you taking action and not just sitting around thinking about it. Warning, the Lance Thomas Hero Show is only for you if you're a serious action taker ready to make real money working your own business and getting real results. It's time to get down to it. Here's your host, Lance.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lance Thomas Hero Show. I am glad that you made it here today. I have a fantastic guest lined up for you. You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is positioning yourself as an authority, increasing your reputation so you can not only make more sales and get more traffic, but so that you can leverage that into all sorts of other things that happen in the business world besides just selling that book. And what I've lined up for you guys today is an awesome guy named Mike Saunders, who's an actual authority in positioning you and building up your reputation around the internet and everywhere else. He's got some great strategies that he's going to share with you. And one of the real reasons, one of the neat things why I reached out to him to try to get him to share what he knows with you guys is that he knows how to help you become a best-selling Amazon author quickly. And his big claim, and we're going to hold him to this, is how he can help you do that without you having to write one word. And I think that that's really important because I know a lot of you have a ton of passion, have a ton of knowledge, but there's just that hump you got to get over to actually getting that book out there. It's a piece that you need. It's something you have to have. And Mike, I'm super glad that you're here. Is there anything else that people need to know about you before we dive into this and start talking about, you know, your cool system that you've got and also this whole idea of, you know, reputation marketing and positioning for people that are trying to sell products online?
Hey, Lance, thank you so much. That was a great intro. I won't add anything to it. I was impressed hearing all that about myself.
Well, good. You know, it's always good when you impress yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so you said a mouthful, and I would like to just start off by saying gone are the days when people come to you as a business owner or service professional or solopreneur and say, I can help you with SEO, with Facebook ads, with social media marketing, with pay-per-click marketing. If you are hearing that, you are talking to people that are removed from the marketing world in the sense that marketing has changed. What consultants like myself provide to clients has really, really changed, and it really is antiquated to say SEO. It really is all about Google positioning and how people are perceiving you online and in your market, and it really does come down to that, building that authority and credibility. And it's when you hear some of these things and you go, oh yeah, you mean I've got to write and do, and no one's going to do that, and anyone I would hire is going to charge $10,000 a month or more. But what I will show you is some really easy ways that you can do some of these on your own or access these for really low services. But it really is about the word positioning, and part of my bio is that I have an MBA in marketing, and I teach marketing strategy and branding for three different universities. And the academic definition of positioning, and that's an actual a word, a marketing phrase and marketing term, it's how your prospects perceive you and how your brand is perceived in the mind of your target audience. So it's not what you're saying and how great you're saying it and how your copywriting skills are. It's how you are perceived by your target audience. And many times that reputation precedes you even before the prospect picks up the phone, clicks on your website, or agrees to meet with you.
You know, there's something interesting that you said about the whole, you know, SEO, Facebook, all of this stuff is kind of becoming antiquated. And there's this perception in the marketplace as far as like positioning and stuff goes. And I know, you know, for me personally, if I see something that I'm going to buy, or I hear about a new company, or I hear about this guy, Mike Saunders, who I want to do, the first thing that I do personally, and I think this is what you're talking about, but the first thing I do is I go to Google and I type in your name. And what I want to see is not that you have a blog. I mean, I hope that you have a blog. That's cool. And you did. But I'm also looking for, is there one result or is there 20,000 results? And it makes a big difference in my mind, because I think that, you know, as far as, you know, with me, when I buy stuff, I'm really nervous about buying from somebody I don't know of. And if I do a search on them and there's nothing there, I feel like it's a scam.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And I would add to that a layer of recency, meaning if you go to someone's Facebook page and you saw a post they did 2.5 years ago, or their last blog post was 1.5 years ago, all of a sudden now it's like, wait a minute, are you still doing anything? Or is everything that they're doing, like their WordPress blog still has the hello world on there, and now all of a sudden you're way wet behind the ears and you're way too new. And so I think that in whatever your business is, if you are a business owner, a brick and mortar business owner, or you're a coach or consultant or an author, here's one thing you have to keep in mind. Do you want to wait and hope that the media, you know, like the external media, the CBS and the NBC news affiliates out there might talk about you someday? Because you know that, and I'm sure you, Lance, are familiar with Dan Kennedy, and many of your listeners hopefully have read a lot of his books, but he has made a statement recently that if you're not systematically or rapidly expanding and establishing yourself as a celebrity yourself, at least your clientele and target market, you're asleep at the wheel, ignoring what is fueling the entire economy around you and neglecting development of a measurably valuable asset. And that's from one of the marketing gurus out there that is saying you have to do that yourself. And it's not a matter of twiddling your thumbs waiting to get noticed and recognized, because there's a lot happening around you. You should be the expert right now, because the media is talking about you today, and there are ways to do that.
And you know, that brings up a good point, because I think that a lot of people, that whether or not they've been successful in their tiny little niche, or they're just getting started online, I mean, this sounds like a daunting task where you know, people are thinking, well, I'm not that important. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not these things. So like, how do you go not only like the mind shift, but the actual like implementation to making that shift to actually becoming something? Because I know, you know, you mentioned, you know, media outlets and getting noticed on all of these things, which you will crush your competition, especially if you're in a small niche and you get noticed by these people. And I've also been noticing that it's not uncommon these days for small solopreneurs, small infopreneurs to be on some major news outlets, major TV shows, major radio shows, major media blogs, because they're interested in these sort of small niche celebrities.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and we could do a whole masterclass on how to find your target market and focus on that target market, because you cannot be all things to all people. You'll drive yourself nuts, and even just in the deliverables of what you're offering to every customer, if you're doing one customer that has you know, whatever their needs are one day, and then a whole other customer, you're recreating your content, and that's a whole other discussion. But when you can target, laser target that niche. You've probably heard the phrase, you get rich in the niche. You know, you focus on that vertical, and that doesn't mean you never take on a new customer from another vertical, but you become that authority in that niche, because authority positioning is about being an educator and advocate for your prospect and their success. So when you share value in authoritative and unique ways, so keyword sharing value, right? Your prospects and clients take notice, and they call you the expert or the authority, and you never have to. And there's a neat quote that I've heard from Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, and she says, I became larger than life for one reason. When you're quoted in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or any media, people assume you're a lot bigger than you are. And then she had to run like crazy to catch up with her own image. So when you say that you are the expert in, you know, drain clog, unclogging repair for as a plumber, and you say I'm the guru, people go, whatever. But third-party endorsements, like As Seen On, As Featured On, and guess what? Just putting that logo out on your website means nothing. But imagine, let's just use that example, as that plumber just came to mind. Imagine if you were receiving that phone call from an incoming inquiry, and they were asking about your plumbing services, and you said to them, hey, are you in front of your computer? And they're like, yeah, I am. And that you shot them a quick email and said, hey, let me shoot you this email, or go to this website. And maybe it's your website on the news page. Maybe on your website there's a page called news or media. And all of a sudden you go, hey, you see that link there where it says CNN? See that link where it says Denver Post, Wall Street Select, Boston Globe? Yeah, if you notice there, there's a hot linked article, and you don't need to look at it right now, but when we're done, I want you to click through a few of those, because that's where some of the places we've been mentioned with our services. And now all of a sudden, that local customer is seeing you get national attention, and they don't care that it's in the Miami Herald and you're in Poughkeepsie. It doesn't matter at all. The fact is, you are being mentioned by third-party reputable sites, and that solidifies and seals the deal like nothing else.
I mean, I love that. And the whole thing about that is, you know, what most people teach, at least in the circles that I see, is, you know, figure out how to get your stuff on the MNS and the NBC site so you can use their little logo. But first of all, that's easy to get done, especially the way that they teach it. But it's a whole different way when it's a third party actual validation and actually something that you leverage having it done with.
Yeah, and I think the keyword is leverage, because you can put the as seen on anywhere on your logos and profiles and all that, and that's nice for some people, but it's getting a little overdone. So what you have to do is think about your sales process, and it doesn't matter if you're an infopreneur or a solopreneur or you run a company. Somehow, some way, you talk to a prospect. A prospect emails you, or they call you, or they set up a call, or you do a webinar. Somehow, some way, these authority positioning media mentions, these nuggets, these online pieces of real estate, literally, right? Those need to be used in your sales process. And imagine when, like the example I gave, where it's just real time and you're like, hey, go over to this, click, hey, you see that? And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, I see that. And then when you're talking about your drain unclogging service or your whatever product that you're selling, now all of a sudden you don't need to say, I'm so awesome. You're just talking from an authoritative position. Now, how do you get that? And that's a whole other ballgame, because you can start Googling around and find, you know, PR agencies that will charge $2,000, $3,000, and $5,000. And one of the services that I provide is called Brand Boost. Where I boost your brand with this type of stuff that we're talking about. And if you want just a one-time package, it's $250 whole. Whoop-de-doo.
Wow.
Right? But what we do is we bring you on my radio interview show called Business Innovators Radio, do a 20, 30-minute interview, and now all of a sudden that it becomes, and it's a really unique process, because it's so ingrained well that when people search for your name and maybe your business, that interview becomes indexed by Google. And now when what you said earlier, so you talk to someone and say, okay, look forward to seeing you next week, they're going to hang up the phone and Google you even before your meeting. What do they see? Well, maybe they see that you were interviewed on Business Innovators Radio Show, and they listen to that interview. And then from that interview, we do a media release campaign where we get you in dozens of online media sites, and here's this nice 2-3-4-page report with all of the media logos, and you can click right on it and see your media release and then use them in your marketing, because you cannot assume that just because it happened one time that it's going to establish the level of authority you want. You want to have that pattern of authority, and you want to kind of use some humble brags, you know, casually mentioning in your blog or your email newsletter or your social media, hey, you know, I was just interviewed on, or hey, I was just mentioned in whatever, here's a link to the recent news release that just came out. And now all of a sudden you're laying those breadcrumbs for people to come find you, and maybe someone that was on the fence about buying your product is going, doggone, the other guy that's been selling whatever they're trying to sell, his competitor, her competitor, they're just pushing and going buy, coupon, and here's this person, right, you know, really being elevated.
You know, and I actually, you know, I was looking around at your stuff, just like how I kind of mentioned before. And, you know, I mentioned to you before we started this interview, we were just kind of chatting, that your show reads like a who's who of business people. And I mean, and it really does. If you guys haven't seen that, go check that out. Look up his podcast, because it really is. I mean, you want to be impressed about some people that are on here. And so my point of even bringing all of this up is, as part of positioning and being an authority, one of the things that I've always tried to do is I want to align myself with people like Mike or people that are on his show. And one of the best ways that you can do that is if you know of a celebrity that's been interviewed by Mike and you get on that same show, all of a sudden you're sort of positioned by people that go and look at it as, wow, this guy runs in those circles. This guy got on this show this exact same way. And I mean, that power of positioning really works to your advantage as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I was just talking to, that makes me think of another point, which, you know, you and your products offer a Kindle publishing course. And we could talk for hours and hours on why you should become a published author. And one of the main reasons is this. Dan Kennedy made another comment. He says, salespeople have brochures. Experts have books. And then Chet Holmes, the late Chet Holmes, if anyone's ever read his book called The Ultimate Sales Machine, he is just spectacular. You've got to read that book, so go to Amazon and buy it today. But he said experts close 3 times as many deals as salespeople. So if that's the case and salespeople have brochures and experts have books, i.e., you need a book. Well, guess what? You might be nodding your head going, yeah, heard that, you know, 10 times last year. It's on my, you know, bucket list. I'm going to do it. I've got this burning, you know, topic that I want to have published, but I just can't get started. Or here's the breakdown. The breakdown is you're thinking of this project as the one and only spotlighted, you know, award-winning grammatical piece of, you know, awesomeness. And it doesn't need to be that initially. So through your course that you offer or through a package that I offer where, like you said at the beginning, you're going to hold me to it. So I'm going to tell you how this could happen and when we'll tie all together the media messages and the positioning. So, you know, imagine this when you talk to that person, that prospector, that strategic alliance. And again, maybe some of your listeners would like to speak at some local events, the chamber, the rotary, the whatever. Well, who are you? When they Google you, what do they see? Well, if they start seeing some of these news releases or ding, ding, Amazon best-selling author, and now all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, your book is on XYZ. Well, the title and the topic need to be about the target audience that solves a problem that they have, and this speaking engagement would have a lot of your target audience there, and this meeting organizer would love to bring in an expert, and that expert needs to be able to bring some value. So if you speak to a group of 5 or 10 or 25 people and they're your target audience and you're just speaking out of your expertise and you've got a few books in the back of the room or you can say, hey, it's available on Kindle at a reduced price, now all of a sudden, you know, selling a book is not even the point, because let me tell you something really interesting. A lot of people think, oh, published author and royalties. I'm not talking about getting paid from writing a book. You will get paid because you wrote the book. And that's a massive difference. So you remember I told you about the example of, you know, hey, when you can point someone in the direction of, you know, your press release, that's wonderful. But then when you meet with them, could you imagine shaking hands going, hey, let's follow up next week. We'll talk about that proposal about whatever, or maybe a phone call. Could you imagine handing them a copy of your book or emailing them a link to your Kindle book? And now all of a sudden, Is the deal a given? No, nothing's ever a given. It's not going to, but is that going to dramatically raise your credibility and the chances of closing that deal? Good gracious, yes.
And you know, one of the things that I always like to say is like, I want to be the guy who wrote the book on, you know, whatever that thing is, because I mean, that's like a phrase that's ingrained in our society. Like, he wrote the book on that. So why not literally be the person who wrote the book on whatever it is? And I love, you know, even your example, it doesn't matter what niche you're in or what thing that you do. First of all, there's books on everything that you can ever imagine out there. So you may as well have yours. But even like the plumber thing, and then following that up with Chamber of Commerce, I mean, if you are in a business like plumbing or building repair or whatever, you know who your best customers are? They're at the Chamber of Commerce. And you don't come in as, I'm a plumber. You come in as, here's some maintenance stuff that, or however, you know, that you need to take care of in your business. And if you don't, here's what it's going to cost you. And here's how you do it. And I mean, I think that's a wonderful lead in. And I think a lot of these smaller guys that do stuff like that are missing out on huge opportunities with this.
You got it. And using the plumber as the example, just because that's you wouldn't think of a plumber being the media mogul or the book author, but guess what? That's why it's effective. And too many times, you know, you hear the big Tony Robbins type speakers or the Brendan Burchards, all of those guys, they've got these life-changing stories. Well, guess what? At one point, they were sitting in a small apartment room at their laptop, just like many of us have started. But what happens is too many people have this big brain block of, I don't have a big story. I don't have, and I can't do, and I can't write some book. In fact, there was a guy that I interviewed on my show about 3 weeks ago, and he's a New York Times bestselling author. And I said, hey, what's your process for writing a book? And he goes, oh, well, let me tell you exactly what I do. And he goes, I've got a condo in Hawaii, and I literally, every time I've written a book, and I think he's done three, I fly out to Hawaii for 3 weeks, and I write for 15 hours a day for 3 weeks. And I'm like, wow, I'd sign up for that. Nobody's going to do that. Now, he can because he's multiple best-selling author, and that's his deal, and that's his gig, and then that gets him speaking and all of these things. But most people, the Joes of the world, the plumbers that are hearing this in that example, they're not going to do that, and they're not going to know where to start. So here's the secret sauce, and here's what I offer to people. And I say, if you've got that little burning ember in the back of your mind that you've got that, you know, life story, that cause, that thing that you want to write about one day, work on it. Write a page or two here or there, and in a few years, keep on plugging away. But guess what? Guess what we do right now? Let's not wait for that thing to come out in 5 or 10 years. Let's get something right now happening online with the media mentions, online with your all of the celebrity, your quote-unquote celebrity you're creating for yourself in your own sphere, and let's get a book written now. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I do it, and maybe this ruins it for some people, but I'll tell you exactly what the secret sauce is. But still, you know how it is. You can tell people exactly what to do, and many people don't do it. They still need the help. So what you do is you put your mindset on, who is my true target audience? Who would I love to help? Who's my best client in the last year or two that I would love to get 10 more like that? And it's like, shoot, I sure have been enjoying working with Joe because Joe is a whatever, and I was able to give great results, and Joe paid. He didn't complain, and boy, Joe was a great guy. So what you do is you come up with just one problem and one solution that fixes Joe. Right? Who's the next Joe? How can you clone Joe? So what you do is you think, okay, well, Joe's problem was that he had X, and my solution was I provided Y, and the result was Z, and we all high-fived, and that was a great deal. Well, that becomes now your book. And so I bring you on my radio show, and we do a call for about an hour, hour and a half, and we run through all of these questions and the strategy of the one problem, one solution, so that we are speaking to Joe. And guess what happens? We come on the show, and I interview you. And it is a 20, 30, 40-minute interview, and it becomes a, number one, a show, you know, on the radio show, so there's a piece of authority. We do a press campaign around the interview. We take that interview, and guess what? I've asked so many people this, and Lance, can you confirm? You ask someone, hey, how'd you like to write a book? Love to. Can you get it started tomorrow? I don't know where to start. I could never write. But then when you say this, well, you know, your business is XYZ. Could you jump on the phone in about 20 minutes and let me interview you on what you do? How long could you talk about that? Oh, I could talk for hours. I know my business
all day long,
inside and out. Well, guess what? On this interview, when I give you the prep and we talk about how to solve that problem and what your solution is, you can talk without any prep at all, and you are going to be stellar because you know your business. And guess what happens after the call? I have this nice little service that sends me an MP3, and now I transcribe that call, and it is now an interview-style book. And you become a co-author in an interview-style book, or if you selected a different package where it's your solo book and it's you and it's your face on the cover and all that. But a lot of people don't have the investment for a solo book project because that's built out a little bit more. But I've got a group of authors that I work with where you become now a co-author in this book, and your name's on the cover, and your chapter is all about you, and it's solving one problem and one solution, and it's got all your contact details, and we do the media campaign around that, and now all of a sudden, guess what? wow, when you talk to your prospects and say, hey, here's this press release talking about me becoming an Amazon best-selling author. Here's my link to buy it on Kindle. Or here's this PDF. I'll send you a copy of it. And now do you think when you go meet with them to talk about your whatever product or service, are they positioned a little bit better than if you just send them some spammy email?
Yeah, and you know what I like about this, and you kind of mentioned this offhand, and in my head I'm going, wait a minute. But you said, you know, it's an interview style book and you're co-authoring with somebody else, or you can, you know, go and do it yourself. The first thing that came to my head is, if it was my first book, having it co-authored is almost better. And the reason is I get to leverage somebody else's name. And yeah. And it's kind of like what I said with the, you know, being the brand boost thing is, anytime that I can associate my name with somebody that I respect, somebody that I know the marketplace respects, that's good for me. I mean, as you know, and so when I hear that, I'm thinking, man, what a great way to actually jumpstart your business and get your first book out there and get those clients in, and then do your solo book.
Then do your seminal piece of work, and you know, now that really gets your juices flowing, and you're like, okay, now I'm going to take and interweave in my life story and my this and my that and bring in some of these techniques and whatever. Now you can work on that because now you see what it could do. And maybe then that takes you a year or two to do. And maybe you do a follow-up book. And as an example, a lot of clients might feel this way. You know what? I love it. I got to do it. I don't have 10 grand. And you know what? If you Google around for, you know, some of these packages, they literally, and I save them because I love seeing this. There are packages from consultants that will charge 10 and 15 and $20,000.
$20,000, yes.
Right? And to do this. And now all of a sudden, you're like, oh, well, that's what I thought. Now I can't afford that. And, you know, all these good things, that's fine. But come on now. So what I do is I do this co-author book project and make it simple. And the way that I say it is, give me 60 minutes and 60 days.
Awesome.
Because in 60 minutes, we got that pre-interview and we got the main interview done. And then in 60 days, I'm doing all the work on the background with my team of transcribing, formatting, getting it in, getting it published, running the bestseller campaign, and doing the media and all those things behind that. And guess how much that is? $995 one time, done.
Wow.
And from there, you know, that becomes a wonderful positioning piece. But then the next logical step could be a few months later or the following year, they go, you know what, I'm gonna build that out because I thought of that one problem, one solution. I got like 6 or 7 or 8 more problems and solutions for my target audience. Let's do that solo book. So then guess what we do? We do a solo book and just build out each one of those problems and solutions the same way, the interview style, and then I do all the work on the back end. But now that book has your name only, your picture only, your problem, your solution, everything, and now it's only you. And then that's a little bit more, and that gets into the $3,000 to $4,000 or $5,000 range, but it certainly isn't 20 or 30.
No, I mean, I was expecting you to say 10,000.
yeah, and I just think that too many people, they're kind of looking over the fence going, I get it, I got it, right, but who's got that? And I'm not going to take a chance on 10 or 20,000 and hope that it works for me, but $995, I can do that. And with that package, you get, you know, not only the interview on the show, which becomes a marketing piece anyway, and I'd be happy to email this to you, but I've emailed 2 or 3 people recently that were past guests, and I'm like, hey, you know how people, when they hear about you, they Google your name and your business? Look at this Google search result when you Google your name and your business. And right there on Google page 1, and this is the disclaimer, it doesn't happen for everybody right away, but man, it happens very frequently. Bam, is their name and their business name on the Business Innovator Radio Show, and people that are their prospects Googling them and their business, because it happens every day, they see that. And so now in this package, of the, whether it's the brand boost for $250 or whether it's the author, you're getting all of these online digital assets, and actually, you know, here comes Amazon best-selling author on Kindle and telling your story. So it really is something that becomes a massive sales leveraging tool when you are creating your brand and your credibility.
You know, and where can people find out about these two programs? I mean, the brand boost, I think without a doubt, everybody listening should sign up for that one. But if you're really thinking about taking it to the next level with the book thing, where can people find out about that?
Yep, my website is marketinghuddle.com, and that's marketing, HUDDLE.com. And right on there on the homepage is information about the brand boost. You can click on that link, and it shows all the details and the price. And then for the book project, I do you typically don't hear a 20-minute interview and go, got it, where's the buy button? You want to talk, right? So I've got a few slots set aside in the next few weeks for your listeners where I will set up a time and talk for about 15, 20 minutes on the phone. Wow. And you can schedule that up. And that's marketinghuddle.com/Amazon Authority Branding. So marketinghuddle.com/Amazon Authority Branding. And right there is my schedule. It shows what's available. You can select the time and book it, and then we'll get on the phone and talk about your business, what works, what doesn't, what you're trying to accomplish, and then how this package could benefit you.
And how much is that?
The call is free. It's just, you know, just learning more information.
So, I mean, no obligation. You'll get on the call, talk with them about their business, their specific situation, figure out if it's right or not for them, and if it is, great, and if it's not, great too.
Exactly. And wow. the worst thing is you spend 20, 30 minutes on the phone. I'm not hard sell, so, because it is what it is, and I certainly am not going to fit a square peg in a round hole. So, you know, you walk away or you hang up the phone with maybe some great tips or techniques or something that we come up with together on a brainstorming session. And I spend years consulting with the small business development centers and would have, you know, two and three and four people back to back to back coming in. And it doesn't matter what the business is, we can always come up with something really fun and exciting, like, ooh, have you thought about it? And did you know? And did you realize? And whether you buy now or later or not, but because it really does get down to, if you have something that helps people and that resonates with someone, you know, you can't pressure people. That's not going to be a good business model.
You know, and I really appreciate you, first of all, being here. And second of all, I mean, these are some amazing packages that you've put together. And here's the thing that I noticed is when we started this off, we talked about, you know, SEO, Facebook, all of these traditional things that we hear about when we're trying to market our businesses online as becoming antiquated. And one of the things that, as you've been describing this and as things have been coming together for me, is that I spend money on AdWords. I spend money on SEO people. I spend money on Facebook people. And it's not uncommon for me to drop $1,000 on AdWords in a week or two. It's not uncommon for me to hire somebody to write me a bunch of articles at $50 a pop and then post those things. My problem with them is that I never really have any guaranteed result. In fact, AdWords is a lot of testing mostly. Articles, I mean, it's one and it's done. And what I'm thinking about as you're telling all of this is, like, this $250 brand boost product is an absolute no-brainer for a couple of reasons. They get on your show, they get on your website, they get all of the media stuff, and it's that long-term residual effect that is out there and actually doing something for you. And I mean, if you think about all of the things in your business that you spend $250 on, I mean, there's no quicker or better way to spend something like that if you really sit back and look at, what have I been doing? What are the results I'm getting versus what will I get if I do this?
Yeah, and that's a huge point because, you know, the phrase shelf life, you know, S-H-E-L-F, shelf life. What's the shelf life of a Google AdWord campaign?
I mean, as long as you're willing to put money into it.
Yeah. and guess what? It's like a week or two or a month, and you drop a grand on that campaign, and now it's gone. Nobody sees it because the ads aren't being, and the impressions aren't being displayed. You drop that money and hope that you know, capture their attention, number one. They click on the ad and hope that the page you sent them to isn't your home page where people get confused. Hopefully, it's a high-converting landing page where you maybe get their email address and they don't unsubscribe. But now, all of a sudden, you couple that with something that has, you know, longevity for shelf life, and like you mentioned, you know, credibility and authority and all of that. And I'll end my talk with this one comment. SEO is not bad. It's just you don't want to lead off with it. So let me show you a technique that you can use, because maybe a lot of your listeners know how to do some SEO and backlink building, right? Well, what if you have this link to this highly credible and authoritative interview radio show that you were spotlighted on? And by the way, I didn't mention this, but my producer also will take the interview on the radio show, convert it to MP4, and put it out on YouTube. So I literally have had guests where we Google their name and their business, and the show link is there, and the YouTube the thumbnail is showing. So what if you take those two URLs to the radio show interview and to the YouTube? And what do you want to do with those?
Market them everywhere. Get them on your website.
Market the daylight out of them and build backlinks to them for your keywords and your brand name. So now, if you have this, you know, like for instance, I'm in Colorado and my CPA is up the road from me, and I've got him on a few of these programs. In fact, I'll tell you this: he didn't want the brand boost, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because I've got another product, and I am not going to even go into it here, but it is an automated review and reputation marketing platform that literally is set it and forget it, and I've got him on that. And we, in 90 days, got so many of his clients giving reviews that then filtered out and got over to Yelp and Google that, guess what happened? Now, all of a sudden, he's in the Google Snack Pack. He's on page one, and I did this little review commercial thing for him where we green-screened in the backdrop of his office and had a professional actress. And now when you Google his keyword, the local area he's in, and CPA, not even his business name, because a lot of SEOs out there are like, well, of course you can rank for your name and your business name. Right. But if you Google the local town and CPA, that's pretty broad. And when you do that in my area, in his area, you see his Yelp listing with the 5-star reviews, you see him in the snack pack, and you see a you see a YouTube thumbnail video, all with his name on it, and he owns page one of Google. So I said to him, hey, I've been getting these great results on the interview show, and you get this, and you want to do it? And he emails back, I don't think so, because I'm almost to the point of not taking new clients because of the review system. And I said, hallelujah, can I use that quote? And he's like, of course. So I lost business because of one other product that was so good. But the point is, if you want to couple some of this authority marketing with some old school SEO, you take the YouTube link, you take the interview link, you take the press release link that you got on whatever news outlet, and put that into your SEO and build backlinks to those and social signals to those. And now when people are Googling you and your name, they're seeing all of this, not just your main website.
I mean, I love it. And as you were describing that, I'm thinking in my head, his CPA is cursing him right now. There's too much business.
Like, yeah,
as you're going through the story, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's funny that you ended up with that. And you know, thank you for doing this. And I think, you know, if anybody is building stuff, I mean, whether you decide to go check out this brand boost or get a book done, you know, there's a ton of things that you need to realize about online marketing. And that is this reputation, this branding, the places where you're at, that's what you need to be focusing on. That's what makes you sales. I mean, there's a million plumbers out there. The difference is which plumber are people going to choose when they actually do that? And if you want to become that and you want to be the one that people choose, this is the steps that you need to take to do that. Whether you use my course, use Mike's course, go ahead with these or not, get yourself a book, get yourself on different sort of media platforms so that you can leverage all of this and really build your business and start growing and making sales. I think this is a fantastic offer. Mike, thanks so much for doing this. Everybody, make sure you go check out Mike Saunders at marketinghuddle.com. You can see everything that we talked about here today. And as always, we appreciate you taking a few minutes listening to the show, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a great day, everybody. Bye now.
That's a wrap, folks. Hopefully you've taken something away that'll get you started either with your own startup or getting your business to a new level.
There's more, so be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a review.
We're always looking for great feedback and new topics that matter to listeners. Bye for now, and remember, subscribe, rate, and review.